Well, now, nursing home operators must reveal more information about their finances and their ownership, and also pass a review evaluating their track record on safety and quality before state regulators will allow these properties to be sold. This is under a new law signed this past Wednesday by Governor Phil Murphy. We have 370 nursing homes in the state, 74% of which are owned by for-profit companies. And that ownership changes hands quite often, by the way. I want to look this up on the State House website. It's A4477. Requires nursing home operators to report the names, addresses, and the organizational chart for the companies who intend to buy a facility, any lease or management agreements, a list of all facilities the buyer has owned in the last 5 years, and financial audits from the last 3 years. The health department will use this information to ID facilities which might be in financial distress, according to the law. Applications for ownership transfers have to be posted on the Department of Health's website. Seller also must pass a state review of the buyer and seller's quality and safety record. Benchmarks will be spelled out in another bill. That's A4478. That's passed the assembly, but at least at this point has come to a stall in the Senate. Now, support for the first bill could get more overwhelming than this in the State House, passed by a vote of 37-0 in the Senate and 72-0 in the State Assembly. Prime example of this convoluted ownership of nursing homes in New Jersey is the, well, it used to be called Andover Subacute and Rehab Center in Sussex County. That's where the makeshift morgue was stacked with 17 bodies. Owner Chaim Muddy Sheinbaum, and if you're looking for a nursing home, try to avoid one where the owner's name is Muddy. Anyway, Muddy spoke for the company and defended its performance in the face of their public health disaster, but co-owner Louis Schwartz, he was silent. Records later showed that Schwartz is the son of Joseph Schwartz, former operator of a failed multi-state nursing home chain that once operated out of a second-floor office above a Woodridge pizza parlor in Bergen County, collapsed amid widespread financial problems, allegations of mismanagement. Andover has since been sold, renamed the Limecrest Subacute and Rehab Center and Woodland Behavioral and Nursing Center, although Schwartz and Sheinbaum retain ownership. At least this is according to a federal website, Nursing Home Compare. Just for the proof how a facility can change ownership multiple times in a single week, for-profit facilities have, well, less than transparent financials. They can use complex ownership, management structures, hide the entities responsible for delivering care, which cuts into the ability of the state and residents to find out who to hold accountable. So that is something that became law this past week, something that might become law. New Jersey elected officials are, well, at this point considering a COVID-19 vaccination mandate for long-term care facility staffers. If you look at the vaccination rates for residents in these facilities in the states, it's around 85%. With staffers, we talked about this not too long ago, it's around 60%. Some of the latest COVID stats in these facilities, 199 long-term care facilities currently reporting at least one case of COVID-19. Accounting for a total of 5,304 cases. It breaks down to 2,290 for residents, 3,014 staff. Cumulatively, 1,441 long-term care facilities reported the case, infecting 32,870 residents, 22,171 staff. You don't want to attempt the math? 55,041. Governor said many incentive for those who haven't gotten the vaccine, including cash. That might be considered as things move forward slowly with this element, but Noel Murphy said his at least wish for people is to decide to get the vaccine of their own free will. Staffers in long-term care facilities might be the exception to that case. He said, would we consider other steps? I think if we had to, we would. If we continue to see all the breakouts from staffers, at some point our patience runs thin on that. Some are calling this a concern, others long expected and finally here. Nursing homes closing. We are in the midst of two in New Jersey. After 83 years, the Armenian Nursing and Rehab Center, they closed their doors on Easter Sunday. The villa at Florham Park in Morris County, been around 130 years, that's scheduled to close down some point in the weeks to come. They're both nonprofits. They received high marks for quality care over the years. Together cared for dozens of COVID-19 positive patients who survived. Others did not, but a combination of financial challenges, costly regulatory requirements, expenses brought about by the pandemic pushed at least these two facilities to their ending point. As the pandemic is receding, there are some experts saying that these closures aren't isolated incidents, but indications that a long-standing trend is now in the upkick. Laurie Brewer, who's New Jersey's long-term care ombudsman, said, I think this is just the beginning, saying Medicaid, which pays for at least 7 out of 10 nursing home residents in New Jersey, is already shifting to fund more home and community-based services. Families might favor that role model in the future, given the impact of COVID-19 and reputation that nursing homes have picked up. According to plans filed with the state this back on February 8th, operators at the Armenian home had 86 beds, provided residents, families with a list of 7 other facilities in the region, 5 with spots open for Medicaid members. Follow-up of the communication with the state indicates all residents did find a new home. It's not like they're kicking these people out to the curb. According to data compiled by Leaning Ages National Office, 550 nursing homes closed nationwide between 2015 and 2019. Almost 200 last year alone. New Jersey appeared to lose at least 9 facilities, which left the state with 223 fewer beds after those 4 years, 2015-2019 data showed. And despite this drop in capacity, the occupancy rate in nursing homes, that's also dropped nationwide. Studies showed by June of 2019, New Jersey's occupancy rate was nearly 83%, a little higher than national average, but 3.7 points below where it was in the summer of 2015. State officials aren't offering specifics about this, but the census at New Jersey nursing homes has dropped further. One example, the skilled nursing facility at Seashore Gardens Living Center, that's in Galloway Township, been around 102 years. Now just has over half of its 140 beds filled. So was this a breakthrough for clarity and transparency or something else? We had State Health Commissioner Judy Persicelli say she's willing to testify at a bipartisan oversight hearing on the nursing homes and the coronavirus. There's something Senator Joe Panaccio has been calling for just over a year now. Oversight hearing to be held to review the New Jersey Department of Health's pandemic response. Commissioner Persicelli and Democratic legislators declined an invitation to take part in the March 5th hearing, which included facility residents, advocates, family members who were looking for answers. So, will Persicelli, will her walk match her talk? Or have we got some sort of good cop, bad cop situation here? Murphy will make it sound like he and his people are eager to cooperate, while the Democrats in the State House continue to stall and drag their heels.